Talk Radio. Welcome to Life, Love, and Full Enlightenment. Tonight we're going to have a great show. Tonight we're talking about open relationships, living and loving without limits. And we have with us A. Michelle Grogan again. Hey, A.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And our special co-host tonight is Cynthia Bryant, and Janet Hurd will be dialing in, I'm sure, soon. How's everyone doing out there tonight? Your mics are open, so you're free to talk, and we're going to give a little caveat when we start this show because we are talking about open relationships, and so we're talking about how people live, and so therefore we want to make sure that everyone is always respectful. You have the right to say what you have to say, but just make sure you keep it all very respectful and not personal with your responses in the way of attacking someone in a personal way. So we're going to talk tonight. First, we're going to give a little definition. We had to narrow down this topic because it's really big and there are different forms of open relationships. So we're narrowing it down tonight to polyamorous and swingers, and we want to let you know the difference between polyamorous is nothing like polygamy, so we don't want you to get the two confused. Polyamorous relationships are really actually intimate relationships, and it may or may not involve sex, but it is a full-fledged relationship. It's not like we're just meeting to have sex and then we go away and we're not doing anything anymore, but they're not marrying one another. They just consider themselves their own one big unit and family. So we just wanted to set that difference out there. But now after that, we're going to open things up and we're going to talk a little about living and loving without limitations and how embracing maybe what's not for you, but understanding friends and others who are living in this manner and helping to be a support system for them, which is what this is all about. So I'm going to kind of open up and I'm going to let Cynthia speak first, and then we're going to open it up to some questions and everything.
Thank you, Krim. So my name is Cynthia, and I've actually participated in both swingers lifestyle and a polyamorous relationship. I probably did it for about a year and a half, I would say. The polyamorous relationship was only about 6 months. And I learned a lot about me and about what I enjoy, what I like to, you know, learn more about. And I met some great people that were very open and free with who they were sexually and learning new things from each other and stuff like that. So it was a great experience for me. I'm not currently in one right now, but I'm open. You know, I'm not opposed to doing it again. I am married, and I was married when I was a swinger and when I was in a polyamorous relationship. And some of the benefits, I think the biggest benefit I think was self awareness and learning, like I said, learning what I liked and exploring things that I had never done before. I never knew anything about. So that was the biggest thing for me. And I think the most important thing about, you know, opening up your relationship is communication. That is the key to it all. Being able to talk about, you know, what you think the rules should be. You know, if a partner gets jealous, you know, talking about that, making that person feel comfortable. You know, some people want to talk about, you know, what they did sexually with another person. Some people don't want to hear that. So you have to understand and talk about, you know, what you want the rules to be and stuff like that. And so that's what I have.
Okay. Any questions out there so far? Any statements? Listeners, you're very quiet. I know it always takes you guys a little time to warm up. One of the things we do want to say is that it's not just we want to make it clear that being polyamorous is nothing like cheating. Everyone involved is fully aware of the other people that are involved, and there are no secrets. There's transparency. Everything is discussed. Everything is negotiated, and the object is to stay within those lines. And so it's not like you're out there and you're willy-nilly. You're saying, I'm having an open relationship, and there are no rules and no holds bar, and I can do whatever I want to do because, after all, you said this relationship is open. It actually doesn't work like that. While it is open, you can't be reckless. So another one of the things that we wanted to talk about is that being in an open relationship, and we're saying open relationship because it is just that. It is a relationship. The name before they called it open relationship and actually polyamorous was non-monogamous relationships. So when this first started off, they were called non-monogamous relationships, which meant that there was a married couple or two people that were in a committed relationship, that they opened their relationship up to produce longevity and to actually grow and strengthen their relationship. That was the concept and notion about it before, because it's believed that once you've been married 9 or more years, you know, things kind of start to tend to go south, and people were looking for ways to keep their marriage alive and moving and going forward. I mean, Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis had an open marriage, open relationship, and people for the longest prior to Ruby making an announcement or doing an interview saying that they were in an open relationship thought they were the ideal married couple and never broke up and had the perfect marriage. So, and that's what she attributes the longevity of their marriage to, them having an open relationship. Again, this is open for other people to talk and throw some things out there. I know there are people out there who don't believe in polyamorous relationships and don't believe in having open relationships, and you're free in this segment to talk about that and why you think it wouldn't work for you. Not so much why it won't work, but why it won't work for you. So we want to open the door up for that also. So Mika, let's bring you into this conversation. I know that you say that this isn't something that you could do. You don't knock it. You support people who are in it, but it's just not for you. So let's talk a little bit about that.
That's right. It's not for me. I have had a friend that was married, and they were in an open relationship, and it worked for them, and I supported them. I had no judgment. I had no feeling towards it. But it's just not for me because I do not possess that non-jealous aspect of it that is definitely required to be in an open relationship. The concept of you treating us equally, that's a hard concept for me to grasp because I would literally want you to do every single thing you're doing for her. I will want you to do it for me. And sometimes that's not always feasible, whether it's time schedules, availabilities, desires, or whatever it is. But the truth of the matter is I would be jealous, and I just couldn't do it. I applaud anything that involves love and longevity for you, but not for me. I can't do it.
And just to feed off, like, what you're saying, because with the whole equal time and the jealousy thing and, you know, and them doing things for that person, you know, that's where some of the rules come in. Because you can, I mean, my personal experience was when we were swinging. One of the rules we had was we would always swing together. We wouldn't do it separately. That rule got broken, so that's when that person cheats, because they broke the rule that we actually came up with together. You know, with the whole time thing, you know, well, look, you can only, if you're out of town, you know, you can do it when you're out of town, but you can't do it when you're at home. You know, so you just have to make the rules that fit you know, your current situation, your relationship. And my feelings about, you know, jealousy is that the person that you're in a relationship with is the person that's responsible, I think, for making you feel comfortable so that you're not jealous about whatever, you know, whatever issues you may have. And then also understanding what makes you jealous. Is it the fact that this person, you know, the time that they may spend together, or the fact that, you know, they went to dinner with this person, and, you know, and they never go to dinner with you, you know? So it's like finding the root cause of that situation. Well, why doesn't that person like going to dinner with you? What is it about that? Why doesn't that person like sharing this certain thing with you? You know, what is it about, you know, within your relationship that causes that person to not want to do that with you?
Yes, and in a way, it sounds like what you're saying, Cynthia, is that it gives you an opportunity for growth and to discover things about yourself that otherwise you would never discover or would take much longer to discover about yourself.
Absolutely.
Because you're gaining more experiences because there are more people involved. So whereas something that the new person in the relationship or the other person in the relationship is bringing something different to that relationship, and that's an experience that both of you have if you're both engaging with that individual, because it doesn't necessarily mean that, because the relationship is open, doesn't necessarily mean that you're sharing the individual.
Exactly.
So we want to make that clear, because both parties could be seeing someone else and never do the full across one another. So, again, it's not just we're going to have them sit down and say, I'd like to have an open relationship. Are you in agreement with that? Yes. And then you get up and you go out and you start looking for the other person that you would like to be with and have a relationship with. No, you have some work to do, and some hard work and some real work. And we're going to talk a little about what we were talking about in our production meeting. We were saying there are things that people in open relationships talk about and work through and work out when they're starting their relationship that monogamous people don't do. You just assume that everybody knows all of the rules and the guidelines of how to be in a monogamous relationship. And so there are a lot of things that you just don't cover. You know, whereas you're asking things like, do you have a job? Do you have your own place? Where do you see yourself in the next 5 to 10 years? Those kind of questions. That's not some of the most paramount questions that people in an open relationship are hashing out. They're hashing out things like, there will be no illegitimate children brought into the relationship. Do and don't tell, or do and tell. It can happen right here in the house because I want it to be safe and I want to know. I don't want to be involved, or I don't want to know, or it can't be. You cannot bring someone else into our bedroom. Those are the things that are hashed out in open relationships. And there's no falling in love with the other person. You can have this kind of sex, but not that kind of sex. They work all of that out. And know that when you go outside of those guidelines that you have sat and negotiated and worked out and had an agreement on, because the one thing that's for sure is that all parties involved in the open relationships are in agreement with what has happened, what's going to happen, and they're all agreeing to be in it. When you break it, you're no longer in an open relationship. You're cheating. And
right.
Cheating can happen in open relationships when you step outside of the guidelines that you have worked out. Anyone out there have any questions? Anyone have anything they'd like to say?
I have something to say. First of all, I have to agree with Mika as far as an open relationship. And, you know, you have rules, you have regulations, you have bylaws, you have whatever. But there's not one time that you have a set of rules or bylaws up front and they're not broken. So that's one thing. The other thing is you say you're not they're not sharing, but anything, you have a piece of something that is sharing. There are so many, and I hear the pros. You know, you talk about a different flavor, different experiences with other people, and they bring something into it. But on the other side of the coin, if you're in a committed relationship, you can bring other stuff in too. You don't have to step outside to make your relationship interesting. You could keep it within that circle. So, and then you have open relationships, and you're bringing other people in, and then in this day and age, you have to be cautious. And I'm very particular about this. You need to do the test. You need to screen these people, because you know you got an open relationship, and you get intimate, and then you're bringing all that other stuff in with that openness. So, you know, I'm not so far for either of the two. You know, I can stick with the monogamous relationship, and I'm content, because, like I said, if I'm in a relationship, I'm giving it 250, and I'm going to do what I have to do to make it be what it needs to be, where the person I'm with does not have to feel jealous or insecure. So, you know, that's my take on it.
Well, thank you very much. One of the things we are not saying is that an open relationship is for everyone. We're also not saying that an open relationship is your way, and I don't mean your as in the person who just finished speaking, is your way of keeping your relationship fresh and new. What we are saying is that there are some people who truly believe that we are not born to be monogamous people. There are some people who truly believe that they can love more than one person at a time, and they're not willing to forego on who they are in order to conform themselves into what is considered and perceived as the societal norms. And so for those people who, and we're not saying that open relationships are for everyone. I'm saying no matter what type of relationship you are in, may it be open or closed, you should keep it fresh. But if you're a person who, let's say for instance, you're an individual who has always had multiple people that you were with, you had relationships with of some sort or another, and you then decide that you want to be married. Now, we all know that you have spent the first 20-plus years of your life having an open lifestyle, and now you're going into marriage and you want monogamy, and on top of you going into marriage and monogamy, you have decided you want someone who has been the least traveled, and by that I mean someone who hasn't had as many partners, because for some reason you're into purity for yourself. Your dream of your marriage is all about purity. And so you want someone who, if not a virgin, damn near close to being a virgin. Now, you're coming from an environment where you have just experienced all kinds of things, and you're now marrying someone who has experienced nothing, and you could potentially be their first experience. Now, we're not talking about our individual things. This is our made-up person that we have right now that we're going to discuss. Now, this person first is going to try to teach the person they've chosen to marry, who is inexperienced sexually, the things that they enjoy doing. But now they're going to get frustrated because they're not used to having to teach. They're used to people who already know, who already got stuff to bring to the table that they've enjoyed. So it's not going to be long. They're either going to do one of two things. They're going to come to that person that they're married to now and ask for an open relationship, or they're going to cheat. They're going to do those two things because they have gotten frustrated because, of course, again, once again, you're now dealing with someone who isn't that experienced, and not only are they not really experienced, because they're not experienced, they have a lot of walls that you're going to have to break down for anything that doesn't seem like what they consider and perceive to be normal, regular, acceptable sex. And you are, you know, way out in left field with what you know, where you can go and what you enjoy to do. So you've got that frustration going on in building up. Now your option is to sit down at the table and say, you know, I'm going to bring this to you. I'm going to present this to you. I'd like for us to have an open relationship. And you could present it as, I'd like this to be a teaching experience for you. That person may say, well, that's perfectly fine for us to do because I don't want to lose you. And I don't want you to go out there cheating. And I do want to make you happy, and I do want to fulfill you sexually in bed. And I know this whole process is becoming frustrating with you. That's a real scenario. That's a real scenario. Janet, are you here?
Yes, I am. And I was going to say something in a minute here. I was going to say, yes, I don't know if I could do it, but I don't see anything wrong with that issue. And do I believe it's possible to love more than one person at the same time? Absolutely. The problem I have is if you're in a long-term relationship with the person and you haven't discussed this, how do you even bring up that dialogue? How does that start? Because without crushing that other person or taking the chance of losing that person, do you know what I mean? I mean, that would be like, I think, a hard conversation with someone that's already been in a relationship for a while.
And I'm going to let other people chime in on it. And then I'm going to come in on it. So Janet Hurd, if you're here, you can chime in. A. Michelle, Cynthia. Either one of you want to go first?
This is Janet. I'm listening a little bit.
Okay.
No, this is Janet. I said I was just going to listen in a little bit and try to get some, you know, I'm just regrouping my thoughts, but it's all very interesting.
Okay. Cynthia?
So just to chime in on that, I mean, I think with the whole the cheating thing or in the stepping out thing and maybe somebody falling for someone else, I think that if somebody's going to do it, they're going to do it regardless. If it's a monogamous relationship or if it's a polyamorous relationship or a swinger, whatever. I think if it's going to happen, it's going to happen regardless. As far as the broken rules that are made, the rules can be broken in a monogamous relationship. I don't think being in an open relationship makes that any different. If that person's going to cheat or something else, they're going to cheat or do something else.
One at a time.
But I'm not bringing it home to you. I agree with you. Everything that you just said, Cynthia, I agree with you 100%. If you have a wondering eye, if it's in you to cheat or whatever, you're going to do it. All those things that you're saying, the things that definitely concern me in having an open relationship, it can present itself in a monogamous relationship, and it often does. So I'm not saying that, but I'm not bringing it home. I'm not bringing it home to you now. If you're going to go ahead and step out, go on and step out. I'm not bringing it home to you. But I try to, and I'm not perfect. But I try to be all you desire. You want somebody laying on their back, I do it. You want somebody on their knees, I try to keep it spicy and try to give you those things that you need. I'm very open-minded. I am kind of traditional but non-traditional in a lot of ways. But I just can't wrap my mind around that concept of you being with somebody else. It's just not for me. I do respect it. I don't see anything wrong with it, and I think if it works for you in your life, I'm there to support you. But no, I can't bring no female home to you. It just ain't happening.
And that's a great thing if you're open to things sexually. I think a lot of people aren't so open to things sexually. They're not open to trying new things and open to doing other things and doing new things. Like I said, I'm currently not in an open relationship, and the reason why is because I don't feel like I need to. I get everything that I want at home. I mean, my wife is open to doing whatever with me. We explore, we do a lot of things, so I don't feel the need to have an open relationship currently. And I think one thing that we a lot of women don't do well is take the emotion out of sex. I think when you're just swinging, you're just swinging. Swinging is just all about sex. That's what it's about. It's about having sex and trying new things sexually, with other people. You know, when you bring a polyamorous piece of it into it, then that's more of a relationship. That's more structured or whatever. But I mean, when you're just swinging, it's just about sex. And we as women, I don't think take the emotion out of sex as well as our male counterparts.
Yeah. Right.
But
Janet, to answer your question that you were asking,
uh-huh.
I'm going to say this, and I'm going to lay this out on the table, and this is for people who are in open relationships who I would probably not have to lay it out so much for, especially if they're operating it the way that it's supposed to be operated, and for monogamous relationships or those people who are interested in having a relationship or those people who are just going out and starting to date again. Talking about sex is one of the most difficult things in the world for some reason for people to do. They mm-hmm. don't feel free and they don't feel comfortable because we grow up believing and understanding that sex is such a taboo thing. So it's very hard for us to talk about. But if you love that person and you respect that person, you talk about those hard things. And you have to be able to use words that are very loving and caring so that they understand that what you're saying is not about them. And if you use I and not you, then they will tend to be able to accept it more. They will have questions because in the back of all of our minds, from the time we are brought into this world, we are accustomed to having our being touched and being loved and wanting all of the love for ourselves. We start this as children and babies. We have a sibling. One of us go to the parents. We don't want the other child to be, you know, you pushing the other child away and you're holding them at bay and you're going na 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 at the, you know, while they're trying to do it. That's a part of who we are as humans. We want to have what we have, and that's because that's indoctrinated into us from a child. We build these bonds, and we don't want anyone to break and separate those bonds. So we'll start to feel a certain kind of way if we're not assured in ourselves. And one of the key things when you're having an open relationship and you're bringing it to them, as long as that person knows that they are constantly the queen that sits on that throne and they're not being replaced,
mm-hmm.
and you're not trying to find someone to replace them, and the other people that you're bringing into that relationship knows that they're not there to replace them, and you have to worry about them too, because, see, jealousy goes all kinds of directions. It's not just your wife that has to be concerned, that you have to be concerned about with jealousy. You know, the other people involved in the relationship can become jealous and envious also. So, you know, you have to make sure that people that you're bringing into this kind of relationship are working on themselves so they don't feel jealous. They don't feel possessive because jealousy comes from possessiveness in relationships. And I know we believe that jealousy means we are deeply in love, but jealousy in loving and intimate relationships can be deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And we all need to work on that little thing. That's not a good thing to have. You might feel a ping or a pinch. You know, I'd rather hear people say, you know, I got a twick. You know, I got a prick when that happened, you know, when I saw them with someone else or giving someone else some attention. Jealousy is really not a good thing in any kind of relationship. So, you know, oh, he's jealous or, oh, she's jealous of me. That's so beautiful. No, it isn't. No, it is not. It is
I
not.
Agree with you so
and
much.
It's
so
not
much.
Something you want anybody to have, in no matter open, closed, or slightly ajar. I had a friend who had a slightly ajar relationship. I thought that was cute. slightly ajar, whatever it is that you're having. Jealousy is one of the things that you will have to work very hard at breaking yourself out of it. And when you break out of this, you'll come into comparison, which is like the positive feeling that you get when you know your lover is enjoying another relationship. And, you know, that's hard for a large number of people.
But maybe a large number of people.
So that's what Mika was talking about. If they're, you know, I don't believe that they can, you know, love us all equally, and I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to feel a certain way if it looks like they're loving that other person more than they're loving me. And she's saying, you know, she would not get any enjoyment of seeing her partner enjoying a relationship with someone else other than her. I hope we're answering your question by telling you that as hard as it is, you're just going to have that conversation, but make sure all of your words are loving and reassuring, that you're not trying to end the relationship and that you're not trying to replace them.
Right.
Can I say something?
Yes.
Okay. I'm not in a relationship that's open, nor do I plan on being in one, but I'm not going to never say that I probably wouldn't open up my mind to one, because if some foreseen issue happens to whereas, say, for instance, I get in a motor vehicle accident, I'm married, I no longer can function the way that I'm normally functioning. I mean, I don't want him to leave. I love him just that much to be open and let him be able to enjoy someone, because I can't do it.
Okay. And sometimes people do open their relations up for that very reason.
And that kind of touches on some of the stuff we talked about last week when we talked about, you know, sex and relationships, and, you know, the fact that sometimes your sex drive changes because of some medical issue or whatever may happen, you know, then the option could be to maybe open the relationship up. That doesn't mean that person wants to be with somebody, but that means that they're having sex with someone else, getting that physical need met by somebody else.
I could definitely, in a business like that, in a circumstance like that, I could definitely be more open to the idea with certain rules. If I was unable to perform, I would be like, go get you some you time. I don't want to hear about it. I want to hear about it on the streets. I want to hear about it on Facebook. It's between you and that person. Keep it classy. Keep it respectful of our relationship. But I wouldn't be like, I can't perform. No, you can't have anybody else. Just be here with me. In situations like that, I could see myself doing that, but that's about all. If I can do it, honey, you don't need nobody else to do it.
You have to make me laugh.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Because I guess I'm a little confused here. In an open relationship, it's my understanding that it was a loving relationship, and then you bring other people in from the outside. Yeah, I guess my question is, those other people that you're bringing in from the outside, is there an attachment, a love relationship, or is it just all about sex?
Swinging
is
all about sex. Polyamorous can go in different directions. They can be bringing in someone from outside to be another person to have a relationship with, in a full intimate relationship. They could bring another person in from the outside to have an intimate relationship without having sex with the outside person. It depends on how you lay it out. But the key is that all of the guidelines and the rules have to be laid out and agreed upon by everyone.
So I'm understanding you to say that there is a possibility that you could be committing yourself to two different people or more.
Yes.
Okay.
And then that is
in a polyamorous relationship, because poly is many. amorous is love. So it's many loves. You're having multiple relationships within your relationship.
And to kind of piggyback off that, I mean, we brought friends into our some of the people that we brought into our relationship were friends. One in particular, she was just in a transition state in her life. She had just had a long term relationship kind of end, and she was working and studying, you know, for a test, a big test. So, her relationship, you know, things changed. She opened up, so she was looking for somebody to kind of just really have sex with, somebody she felt comfortable with. She happened to feel comfortable with us, and, you know, we did it, and we did it on a regular basis with her until she decided, okay, that's not what I want anymore. Let's just do something, you know, I want to my own relationship. So we're still really good friends. We just don't have sex anymore.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I think people are. Sure.
Hi. Okay, so I'm a new caller, and I don't want to, you know, I support everybody's decision. I would definitely not have an open relationship. And in an open relationship, there is no commitment, because the commitment is the quality of being dedicated to a person. A is one. I could never have an open relationship and say it's just sex, because there's going to be times where you feel like you're not enough for this person, that they need an open relationship. And if someone said if they were to get in a tragic accident, if you're in a marriage, when you take that vow, it's through sickness and health till death do you part. You figure out a way to spice it up other than inviting somebody else into your relationship. That's just how I would see it. It would be no way that I can let my partner knowingly let them go and give someone else what they give to me. That could never happen. That's a form of cheating to me. If you feel like you need to step out, say it again.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would like to ask that caller a question.
Well, hold on. Let her finish what she was saying, and then you guys can ask all the questions you like if she's willing to answer.
I just feel like a commitment is a dedication to one particular person or thing. If you are being committed to a relationship with several people, that is not considered a commitment. That is no fidelity in that. And it's just me personally. Like, I don't knock what anybody wants to do. I'm not having a relationship where somebody is, I know they are stepping out of the relationship and they are sexually active with someone else or giving that quality time that's for me. What's mine is mine, and I don't consider sharing. Like, I'm not sharing, you know, my relationship. That's not a relationship. That is just you're having sex. You're adults and you're just having sex. You, and then what gives somebody the right to say, oh, I don't want to do it anymore? So why did you leave that option open to the next person?
Because it's free.
Your relationship.
Because it was agreed.
Because it's agreed
upon,
and it's free. Right. You can come in and out of it, as you, especially when you're not the married couple. You can enter in and out of that. You can come back to the table and renegotiate everything that has been laid down.
Because
it's open.
One thing I want to go back and everything, and one thing, and I want to go back, and I respect this show, and it goes back to jealousy. When I'm hearing this, the woman that was on the call that said, he is mine, I possess it, that tells me that you seem to be very possessive of the partner that you want to have in your life.
And being possessive is fine, but the guy who wants it
is
controlling.
Wait, let me just finish. No, it's not. I don't believe in this. Even if you're married to somebody, you're not supposed to take that person as a possession, men or women. That person
is not a possession, but
we'll
give you the right to control the situation.
Okay, guys, we have to talk one at a time so we can hear what's going on.
Let me just finish, because that's the problem I have. I truly believe a lot of people, once they get married, they feel like this person is mine. No, this person is not mine. This person chose to be with you, to be in a relationship with you, but she's not yours. Men or women, I don't care if you're married, I don't care if you're not married. It doesn't make you a possession to that other person. That person choose to be with you, that person has the right to be with you, and that person makes a choice on his own to be faithful with you. But he can make a choice to not be faithful with you, and he's not a possession. Because
it's
if he becomes a possession, that's when you open jealousy. And like the caller said, and I agree so much, and I'm so I appreciate the call. The person who said jealousy is the most awful thing that we have, and a lot of
and
people don't want to be honest because the reason they don't want to open up to things because truly inside they're jealous people and they don't want to be basically thinking of or believing that they're great and they want to possess somebody. And that
okay,
I think
okay.
the marriage is
okay.
wrong.
I
marriage,
have a question
okay.
for the caller. I have a question for the caller. You said in a polyamorous relationship, there is no commitment. So for me, I'm a word person, so I have to ask you how you're defining the word commitment.
Commitment is a dedication to a one singular plural, one singular person or thing. A marriage is a recognized union between two people, and jealousy has nothing to do with it. It's honor, respect, it's strength. It's no, it's dignity. Like, you can't say, I'm going to be married. Now, I'm not saying a regular relationship. If that's what y'all want to do in a regular relationship, I'm not for it for my own personal relationships, but if that's what anybody want to do, fine. But a marriage is a union between two people. To include somebody in that union and to say it's jealousy is not jealousy. Where's your dignity?
Well,
where's your honor?
Time out. A monogamous marriage and marriage in the United States is between two people. Polygamists can marry as many people as they would like, and there are places and cultures and religion that allow for polygamy, and they have multiple wives or multiple husbands. It does exist, so we can't define marriage as just being between two people, because not all marriages are just between two people, and not all cultures are with monogamy. So we're talking
okay,
about
so where is this all happening
we say
in the
that,
States?
You open
okay.
that up to
even
to,
but even
to.
In the United States there are cults and religions and people that are in polygamous marriages. Just go
okay,
to Utah.
You said, and it you said outside of the United States is recognized differently. In the United States, dishonesty is dishonesty. And if you want to, you know, sit at the table and say, yeah, you can go and you can have sex with this person or you can spend time with this person and y'all come to that agreement, then that's the agreement that you have. For me, I could not do it because I feel like I have too much respect and too much value, and I honor myself. Like, diseases and everything else come into play.
But
think about just willingly giving your spouse away.
Again, we're not saying that when we're talking about open relationships, and let me just go back to what we were saying, what I said earlier. We have to remain respectful because we are talking about lifestyles, and some people on the line are living within this lifestyle. So we have to respect their lifestyles in the same way that we want them to respect our lifestyles. We can disagree, but let's remain respectful.
No, I totally
we're not saying you. We're not saying that open relationships should be reckless. I would hope. And most do, when they negotiate at the table, they're saying every time you bring, or they may not be bringing someone into the relationship, they just may be going outside of the relationship. A prime example of that is Monique. Monique got married. Her husband was going outside of the relationship with other women. And she was very open, and she speaks freely about her open relationship and her open marriage. I would hope that in her negotiating at that table, one of the things where you must test, and they must test, and they must bring back things in writing, although I wouldn't trust the writing too much. I need to be there and hear the answer because I know some people who steal doctor's pads and write up stuff all the time. So they would have to get tests. So sexually transmitted diseases shouldn't be a problem that you have to consider because one of the things you can negotiate is that there will be no raw sex. You have to have protection.
Exactly.
At all times.
Everybody's not going to uphold to those guidelines.
Exactly.
You can say you're going to do that all day long, but you're not going to do that. And then the thing about an open relationship, to each his own. And like I said, this is Bonita, by the way. But to each his own. But then you have to think about, you know, we're talking about a lifestyle change. But is it a lifestyle change or is it lust? Because, I mean, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you love that person, then you shouldn't, well, I'm not going to say shouldn't. I wouldn't think that I would go outside of that if I'm in love with that person. You know, and then, like I said, is it a lifestyle change? Or is it lust? Is it a buildup of sexual lust over the years because you've been, you know, peeping at this person for a little minute? Or, I mean, there's a lot of things that you have to consider. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not knocking it, but I'm listening to all of this, you know, like, and digress back to what I said before. You can have rules and regulations all day long. And at one time or the other, one of those rules are going to be broken. And
I agree.
The
I agree. I agree. It could happen just as easily.
It could happen when you're monogamous. Also, you're making it
exactly.
Sound like
that's what I'm saying.
Solely other
not,
things
exactly.
cannot happen.
Yeah,
you could be
finish.
A monogamous person and still get disease. You could be a monogamous person and the person still cheat on you.
You
can still,
still
be a monogamous person.
I'm not saying that.
Okay, hey, calm down,
okay.
One at a time, because I want to hear
right.
what everyone's saying. Because
a part of this is about
iron sharpening iron and us being able to disseminate wisdom and get understanding for the people that we are going to encounter at times in life. It may not be the people on this line, but we are going to meet someone like we're having this discussion about in our lives before we all leave this earth. So I want to be able to hear what everyone's saying. So can we do
exactly.
one at a time?
Thank you.
I'd like to interject
ahead,
here for a second. My question being, I guess, is that for the woman who was talking about the committed relationship, I'm not trying to pick on you because I am in a committed relationship also, but that works for me and it works for now. But my question is it because you're having a difficulty discerning between love and sex? Because those are two totally, totally different things.
Absolutely not.
Love and sex are totally different.
Totally different.
Totally
different.
I'm not putting anybody down.
There we go again. Hey. We got two people talking at the same time.
Okay, so I mentioned a committed relationship. So I was assuming
okay.
he was speaking to me. So a committed relationship to me, I could not personally do it. If you
okay.
and anybody else choose it, I don't. You know, I can't knock you for your choices. But to me, it's no way that's just not a commitment. A commitment. I analyze everything and I read between the lines. A commitment is to dedicate yourself to one particular thing or person. That's not
no, you can make a commitment can be for among several people. It doesn't have to just be. It's a commitment is not between just two people.
Right.
Okay, you make
so
a commitment. Make a commitment to the President of the United States. Makes a commitment to all of us Americans
make
to lead our country.
To
that's
job.
A commitment to many people. A commitment is not between
job.
Just two people.
Yeah.
Correct.
Where I get worried is when we start to define what marriage looks like for other people.
Right.
Marriage, I think you should be able to define, as long as you have consenting adults, I
mm-hmm.
think marriage should look like what the consenting adult has defined it should look like. You can't say marriage is a commitment between two people. They're trying to say marriage is a commitment between a man and a woman. And if you are a lesbian couple and you are married to your wife, you are for sure going to take your marriage serious. So I just caution, because I am about monogamy. I'm not with open marriage. I respect it. But I do appreciate people's differences, and I just caution us all to think before we try to define what something looks like for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
My reason for asking how you were defining commitment was to know and understand where you're coming from when you're using the word. they've already gone into what I was going to say about commitment, because when I was doing choirs, I was committed to my choir, and my choir could go from 20 people to 150 people, but I was committed to each and every individual in that group of making them the best singers that they could be. So you can have multiple commitments. You can have multiple love, and I don't want anyone to walk away from this show today thinking that because you're in a polyamorous relationship that it is purely about sex. That's swinging. That's swinging. Swinging is purely about sex. They're not trying to have a relationship. They're going in, they're having sex, and it has its own rules and it has its own community also. They're going in, and that's purely sex. So if you want to say it's about lust, then you can say they're the equivalent of hedonists. That's like hedonists. So, you know, they're just, it's free sex, and they're having sex, and they're doing, but polyamorous is about having a relationship. And some people are polyamorous, and they are not all having sex with one another. Some of those polyamorous relationships, one person in that relationship may not be engaging sexually with either of the people in that relationship, but they are in a committed relationship with them because of the other things that they're bringing into that relationship that relationship needs. It could be financial. It could be, you know, it could be a multitude of different things. So we're not saying that all polyamorous relationships have sex in them, because some of them don't, and some of them do, you know, because it is an intimate relationship, so some do. Not all polyamorous people, not everyone in the open relationship is actively participating. Some are not. One person is. They know they're free to participate with others. They may not. They may not be ready to participate with someone else. But when they do decide to participate, the other party in the relationship can't then get upset and be mad because, you know, they agreed to have an open relationship too. And just because the person sat on it for a while, you know, doesn't mean that you were free and it was just going to be you and you're the only one participating, because sometimes you have that issue that comes up. When they're not starting off at the same time or they're not doing it together and one person is just sitting back and never doing anything, and finally they meet someone that they want to be engaged with and they bring that person in, and now the other person has to take a step back because they're starting to feel some way when they really don't have the right to feel that way because they agreed upon an open relationship and they have been doing it all along. That the whole, that thing we said that was being tossed around where, you know, it's lust or this and that can happen, everything that was said that could happen in an open relationship can happen, does happen in monogamous relationships. People get brought home all kinds of things because their person is cheating as opposed to coming into that house and saying, I don't think that I can do monogamy. I have never been. There are some people who have never been able to do monogamy well. Never.
And then they should not be in a relationship. They should not be in a relationship.
Well, you mean they shouldn't get themselves into a monogamous relationship is what you're saying?
Right. If you said that monogamy, okay, so someone walks into a monogamous relationship and they're with someone else, that's considered cheating, and they say they cannot do it well, you are not conditioned enough to be in a monogamous relationship, then you should not do it. You walk away from the situation and you leave that person and you go and do whatever you want to do. But monogamy is just totally different, and sometimes, you know, you have to question if monogamy really even exists anymore, because everybody is allowing so many things to take place in relationships.
That's a broad statement you just made, and man, we got a lot of people in this world for us to make a statement quite like that. I'm in a monogamous relationship. And it's not hard for me to be in a monogamous relationship, and I'm not
looking and I'm not desiring to be in anything else. Have I ever been in an open relationship when I was in college? Yes, because I was married to my career, so I wasn't looking for anyone that was going to be a hindrance for that. So I was so bad about it, you couldn't leave your toothbrush at my house. You couldn't leave anything at my house. I didn't want you to think that there was going to be anything so serious that, you know, you were going to be able to bog me down. So, you know, you couldn't even spend the night. You couldn't spend the night.
So that was laid out.
That wasn't something that was forced upon them or anything like that. That was laid out from the start when they showed that they had an interest. I was very clear. I am not looking for what you're looking for, and here is what I have to offer. Because, see, I don't have a problem talking about sex, and I don't have a problem talking about what it is that I need, desire, and want. So see, that part is not a problem for me, and I won't say it in an ugly and nasty way. But what I did say to them was, here is what I have. No more, no less. This is what I have. If this is what you are desiring, we can do this. When you call, if I'm available, cool. If you're available, cool. If you're not, I won't be mad. And if I'm not, don't you be mad. We did things together. We did things together like a regular couple, except for the fact that we were open to be with other people because I did not want to be tied down. And I was clear about that. So I was in an open relationship, and they could do whatever they wanted as long as they were protected and they were honest about what they were doing. Don't let me, you know, walk up on something. Or it wasn't so much let me walk up on something. Don't have somebody walking up on me was my thing, you know, because I'm not trying to fight you about something that I'm not that serious about in the first place. So don't have anything walking up on me. So you have to be honest, but I'm not going to say that people who are not monogamous shouldn't be in relationships. I would say that when you're in these things, you have to find people who do what you do, just like in a monogamous relationship. You have to find that person who does what you do.
Exactly.
So then in that case, is it a relationship or a situation?
Yeah. But I truly believe a lot of people.
I was in a polyamorous relationship. We swung beforehand, and we were in a polyamorous relationship. And now I'm in a monogamous relationship. I don't have a desire right now to be in a polyamorous relationship or a swinger anymore because our open relationship period. Because I'm satisfied where I am. I've done all that. I had fun. It was fun. I experienced a lot of stuff. Now I have someone, and she also was a swinger and was in a polyamorous relationship as well before, and now we're together and we explore and do things amongst ourselves. You know, we don't open our marriage up anymore. So I think that you can, you know, go through those things, and then you also can decide you just want a monogamous relationship. You can experience all of that and enjoy life and play and have fun and do things you probably will never do again, you know, and then decide you want a monogamous relationship. I think you can do that. Some people can do that. Some people may not be able to ever want a monogamous relationship. And you'd be surprised how many other people are out there just like you.
Yeah. There. In 2009, there were 500,000 people, and that's those that were even polled for, but there were 500,000 people in this country in open relationships. There are communities, there are open relationship communities that have been in existence since the 70s. You know, it's out there and it's real. And people are doing it. What we're trying to do is get support systems. I don't know how many people on the line tonight are heterosexual or whatever, but heterosexual people have different support systems than gays and lesbians. But when you're in the lesbian community, when you're outside of the norm, you know, and it's really interesting because we're already on the fringes of society, and then within a group of people on the fringes of society, they have the nerve to put those people on the fringes of the fringe of society. And so, therefore, what we're trying to do is create a support system for everyone in the community and not just for those that are living as we live. If they're willing to respect and support my way of loving and my way of living, I'm going to respect and support theirs. And by respecting and supporting it doesn't mean that I have to do it. It just means that I understand that that's who they are, and I'm going to love them for who they are and let them be who they are. Because at the end of the day, not allowing them to be who they are impacts me far more and far more negatively than allowing them to be who they are. So it's this talk tonight, this discussion, this roundtable is not to convince anybody to be in an open relationship. It's to support those who are and give an understanding about what it is all about. And it's not just about lust. It's not just hedonism. It's not, I don't want to work out the kinks in my own relationship, so I'm going to go and bring somebody into an already troubled situation. These relationships, I wouldn't suggest anyone open up their relationship to repair their relationship. That's like having a horrible dating period and decide to get married, thinking that getting married is going to fix the problems you had when you were dating. I wouldn't suggest something like that for people. So I would hope that people who are in open relationships are already secure and have their ties and bonds and their strong relationship already before they even open or even slightly ajar their relationships. Any other questions out there? Any other comments?
I have one last comment, and I'm done. And like I said, this is for me to each his own. And you know, I'm not against anyone being in whatever type of relationship they want to be in. The bottom line for me is you have to respect that relationship for what it is, and whatever it is, put whatever you're going to put into it to make it be what you need it to be for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have a question. Well, not a question, a statement. Everybody keeps saying it's cheating. How is it cheating if both parties know about it?
It's not cheating. Open relationships aren't cheating, but cheating can happen in an open relationship if you go outside of the guidelines that you set.
You know, and the biggest thing in relationships, period, open or closed, whatever, is trust and communication. If you don't have those, you have a problem in your relationship. And that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, you know, how many people are in your relationship, but if it's just a monogamous relationship, if you don't have trust and communication, you know, you have a serious problem and a breakdown in your relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. That all works. The difference between monogamy and open relationships is that monogamy is between two individuals, and open relationships have multiple people in it. They still have rules. They still have guidelines. They still have ethics about what it is that they're doing. They still have trust. They still have loyalty. They're still committed to one another. They still have all of those things that they have. What they practice on not having, because they've negotiated boundaries, what they practice not having is they practice not having jealousy and possessiveness, and they don't feel rejection and restricted. And one of their biggest things is that they don't want to have to conform to what is the societal norm. They want you to look at them as if what they're doing is just as normal as what you're doing, as opposed to this is how you love, this is what you should love, this is how many people you're supposed to love. We're not all wired the same way. In trying to fit someone who
who has the capability of loving multiple people at the same time and doing it without anything going on unhitched, it would be a disaster to force them into. We don't want anybody to be lonely. I believe everyone should have someone that's for them, someone that works for them, someone that can enhance them. I believe that none of us were supposed to ever be alone. And I'm not talking about loneliness. I'm just talking about being alone. So I would never tell you that because you can't settle into monogamy and you want to have multiple love relationships, intimate loving relationships, that you should be by yourself. Or that, you know, you should stay single, because single dating is different from polyamorous relationship. Because if I'm dating you, I really don't, and people try to say you do, but if we're just dating, we don't really have a commitment. I'm not obligated to be just with you. When we're dating, we're hanging out, we're kicking it, unless we agree to be just exclusive in that dating. And once again, monogamous people never discuss what kind of way they're dating. We say, let's date, and we assume that dating is exclusive until somebody says, what are you talking about? We're just dating. Mm-hmm. So, again, communication is paramount on all ends and all the way around the table. We have to learn how to talk. We have to learn to be comfortable with talking about sex. We have to learn to be comfortable talking about relationships. We most definitely have to learn how to be comfortable talking about what we do and do not want. Any other questions? Any other statements? Okay, well, I want to thank everyone for dialing in tonight. I want to especially thank our special co-host for joining us tonight, Cynthia. Thank you very much. Always, always, always a pleasure to work with A. Michelle and Janet Hurd, who was very quiet on me tonight. And I want to thank everybody who's calling in. Again, A. Michelle is a licensed life coach. Janet Hurd has a group on Facebook, a very huge group, if you're a lesbian. Janet, you want to give the name and some information on that?
It's Lesbian 45 Plus with Class Sophistication and Charm. And you can, actually it's a secret group, so you can't just join it. You have to either be added in, and then administrator would have to accept you. So, but if you'd like to be a part of it, you can also add me. My name is Janet Hurd. I will add you. And just let me know, or you don't have to so much befriend me, but you can send me an inbox and let me know. Well, you still would have to befriend me in order for me to add you. So I would just recommend that you do that.
Okay. And I am Minister Dupree Aldridge. I have a page on Facebook called Life, Love and Full Enlightenment, where I promote authentic living and holistic loving relationships of all kind. Check me out. Come in, like the page. Read up on some of the things. You can just pass through if you like. You can also follow Life, Love and Full Enlightenment here on Blog Talk Radio so that you'll know when new episodes are coming up and what episodes are coming up. But once again, always a pleasure talking with you, always hearing. I believe iron sharpens iron, and that we can all learn something from one another. Everyone have a blessed night, and please, love hard, love effortless, and love yourselves. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye.